At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Okay, folks, get ready to blast off, because today we are diving deep into the world of astrology.
Yes, we are.
You guys have sent us some really cool stuff all about birth charts and how to actually like make one.
Yeah.
Calculate it, yeah. All that. So that's what we're going to unpack.
Right.
And yeah, it's going to be super fun.
It is going to be fun.
So we're starting off this whole deep dive with this source called Calculating Your Birth Chart, an introduction.
Right.
He's mentioning this term, Astrology 101.
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard that somewhere before.
Yeah, for sure. Astrology 101 is kind of like the foundation of everything.
The basics.
It's like learning the alphabet before you read a book.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You can't just dive into War and Peace without even knowing what a vowel is.
Exactly.
Okay, so this source is telling us that to actually get started with this whole figuring out our birth chart thing,
right,
we need a few things from the listener.
Yeah.
What is the most important thing?
So the most important thing is actually you. Well, not you, but your birth information.
Okay.
Like the exact date, the exact time, and the place you were born.
Oh, wow. I was born in a hospital.
Most people are.
Okay. So why is the exact time so important, though?
So that's a great question.
Great.
The exact time determines what your rising sign is.
Uh-huh.
And the rising sign is like the mask you show to the world.
Okay.
It's like your outward personality.
So if we have two people both born, let's say January 1st of the year 2000.
Okay.
At noon in London.
All right.
Someone's got to write this down.
Totally different rising signs than someone who was born just a few hours later.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so wild to me.
Yeah.
And that impacts how they go through life, basically.
Yeah, like how they approach life, how they interact with people. Yeah, all that.
That's so cool.
It is.
But, okay, so we are talking about this. Like, we each have a special cosmic fingerprint.
Uh-huh.
But I think I can hear some of our listeners being a little skeptical right now.
Yeah.
Like, how much can we really take from this?
I can definitely understand that.
Yeah.
You know, some people think it's kind of like woo-woo a little out there.
Yeah.
But it's important to remember that it's not like a fixed destiny.
Right.
Like the stars aren't determining your every move.
Right.
It's more about understanding yourself and kind of like reflecting on your tendencies and your potentials.
Oh, so it's more about possibilities than like absolutes.
For sure.
I like that.
Yeah.
So something else that I remember seeing in this calculating your birth chart source.
Yeah.
Was this term planetary placements.
Right.
Can you unpack that a little for us?
Absolutely. So think of the planets as like different energies or different parts of your personality.
Okay.
So for example, Mars is associated with like action and drive.
Okay.
While Venus is associated with like love and harmony.
Okay.
And where those planets are located in the zodiac at the moment of your birth, that is their placement.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So like Mars and Leo would be different than Mars and Gemini.
Yeah, it gives a different flavor to that planetary energy.
And then there was something about aspects.
Right. So aspects are basically like the angular relationship between planets.
Okay.
So like how far apart they are in the chart.
Uh-huh.
And depending on that angle, it can influence how the planets interact and kind of like play with each other.
So it's kind of like how the planets are like
totally
vibing together.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. So we're getting a little bit deeper into this.
Yeah.
I think we need to take a quick break. But when we come back, we are going to look at some different ways to actually calculate that birth chart.
Can't wait.
We'll be right back.
All right.
Okay. So we are back and ready to learn more about calculating these birth charts.
Yeah.
This introduction source that we are looking at mentions a few different ways to do it.
Yeah, for sure. There's a few ways you can go about it.
Okay.
You can do it the old school way.
Old school.
Yeah.
Which is like with...
with like the tables and the ephemeris and like doing all the calculations by hand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's a lot of math.
That sounds intense.
It is.
I'm not sure if I'm up for that.
Yeah. It's definitely a journey.
Luckily, there's other ways to do it, right?
Totally. There are tons of websites and computer programs these days.
Okay.
That can do all the calculations for you in like seconds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So like if I just Google birth chart calculator, I'm good to go.
I would say so. Yeah.
And that's super cool because that makes it accessible to like anybody.
Exactly. That's the beauty of it.
Right.
Anyone can access their birth chart.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So this has been amazing. We're just starting to scratch the surface of birth chart calculations and just like the world of astrology as a whole.
Absolutely. Just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. But now I'm really curious, like, what about all this really stood out to you?
To me, I think the most fascinating thing is how unique each chart is.
Yeah.
It really is like a cosmic fingerprint.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. And just seeing how all the different pieces come together.
Yeah.
To create this whole picture of a person.
That's so cool. And we've got so much more to uncover in this deep dive.
Yes, we do.
So many more sources to look at.
I'm excited.
Yeah. But we will have to save that for next time.
Of course.
So thank you for listening. And we will see you all on our next cosmic adventure.
Sounds great. Bye.